Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Federal Reserve policymakers are gathered today for the last time this year, and in about an hour and a half, we'll find out if they'll raise interest rates. It will also mark Janet Yellen's last meeting as chair of the central bank. Joining us now is Marilyn Geewax, a senior business news editor for NPR. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with the main event at the meeting. Interest rates expected to go up today, right?
Yes, absolutely. Pretty much everybody thinks the Fed's going to make a change. It'll raise those short-term interest rates, the thing they call the federal funds rate. They want it to go up by about a quarter of a percentage point to 1.5%. That sounds like a small shift. It doesn't, a quarter of a percentage point doesn't sound like much, but it's one of a lot of different steps that they've taken over the last 2 years. This is the fifth increase since December of 2015. It's the third this year. And this is the rate that banks charge each other for an overnight loan. But it matters. It matters to you and me because it's the rate that's a benchmark for all kinds of common loans, things we might have like a credit card or a adjustable rate mortgage. So if it goes up, and it probably will, it'll bite a little bit for average Americans. But Jeremy, remember, we're still way below where we were before the recession. It used to be 5.25%.
Right. And this meeting, by the way, marks the 10th anniversary of the start of the Great Recession. The Fed has kept interest rates very low for a long time now to help the economy recover. But it sounds like even though we haven't seen that much inflation, they feel that it's time to start raising them.
Well, there are at least some inflation hawks out there who think that you should really all the time be fighting inflation. Those hawks think that with the unemployment rate down to 4.1%, employers are going to have to do something like raise prices so that they could get enough cash to raise wages. But all of that would create this wage and price spiral. But it hasn't happened. We're not seeing it. So that probably isn't the main concern. The real thing that the Fed is worried about is just getting back to normal. We have a good economy now. The recession really is over. And this policy of keeping interest rates so low just doesn't really suit our reality anymore. So the Fed needs to raise interest rates to get us back to more historically normal levels. And that way, if there is another downturn in the future, they'd have a way to fight it. I mean, When times are good, you need to get rates up. And then when they're bad, you can lower them again.
We also mentioned that this is Janet Yellen's last meeting as Fed chair. What's her legacy going to be like?
Well, I think most people really feel that Yellen is going to be remembered as really quite a successful Fed chair. The Wall Street Journal asked economists to give her a grade, and 60% of them, of the ones who were surveyed, gave her an A. Hmm. An economist, that's a pretty tough crowd. It's not, it's hard to get an A from economists. So she even got a better report card than her predecessor, Ben Bernanke, when he was leaving 4 years ago. Only 34% gave him an A. So she's been really popular. And it's important to remember that when she came into this chairmanship, the economy, it was up from that terrible time of the worst of the Great Recession, but it was still kind of bad. It was shaky. The recovery had been slow. There were still lots of people looking for work. Housing prices hadn't all bounced back. And she did it. She got the job done. We're in pretty good shape, and she gets an A.
NPR Senior Business News Editor Marilyn Geewax. Marilyn, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Jeremy.